from 1871 to 1992, Florida didn't have a single black U.S. representative. That changed when Corrine Brown won a legal challenge requiring the courts to craft three districts that bundled minority voters. Since then, the Jacksonville congresswoman has been unbeatable. Nearly half the people in Brown's district are African American, compared to just 15% of the population statewide. But that could change if voters approve Amendments 5 and 6. They'd require lawmakers to use geographic boundaries, like rivers and city and county lines, whenever possible. They'd make it illegal to draw districts that favor a political party, and supporters say the measures would still protect minority representation. At a recent campaign event, Brown said that's impossible.
If you can't do what you're saying to do, you can't draw districts that don't favor one, that favor the other. I mean, if you read it, it's very complicated.
Brown led a failed legal challenge against the amendments, saying they would dilute minority representation. Her unlikely ally was Republican State Representative Mario Diaz-Balart, who represents a largely Cuban-American district in South Florida.
If they become the law of the land, you have numerous minority districts, both African-American and Hispanic districts, in the state house, in the state senate, and in Congress, where minorities have had the ability to elect candidates of their choice, that will go away.
These are incumbents who are worried about keeping their seat.
Ellen Frieden is the campaign chair for the Fair Districts Amendments.
They draw districts that keep incumbents in office and that retain the partisan domination of whatever party is in power. And that's really unfair to the voters.
Responding to Brown and Diaz-Balart's claim that the measures would hurt minority representation, Frieden points to endorsements by the Florida Conference of Black State Legislators and the NAACP, which says the amendments would help minorities in the long term by keeping local communities together. That's echoed by most state-level Democrats, including former Representative John Lewis, a longtime ally of Corrine Brown, who's spoken out in support of the redistricting changes.
I know that that may be incongruous with the way that things have been done in Tallahassee in the past, but I think that we're going to be heading more toward that, where there's a compactness and a completeness to districts. I like it personally.
This party split makes sense to Stephen Baker. He's a political scientist at Jacksonville University. He says the current system concentrates minority districts, helping Republicans win more seats statewide.
Some minority Democrats are guaranteed a position, and it's these that are the ones that tend to be most opposed to it. In general, however, most of the Democrats in Florida will be in favor of the proposed amendments.
Because, Baker says, it's nearly impossible for Democrats to gain power under the current system, at least for most of them. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Steve Brown in Jacksonville.